Ukraine's president has returned from his visit to the U.S. with a defiant tone. President Vladimir Zelensky returned to a busy office, telling callers he's working towards victory. Zelensky's trip to the U.S. was hailed as a success as he secured a $1.8 billion military aid package. Despite his determined tone, his return comes amid relentless Russian artillery, rockets, and mortar fire, as well as airstrikes throughout Ukraine. All three people killed in a shooting in Paris on Friday were members of the local Kurdish community. The lawyer of the Kurdish center where the attack took place confirmed to Reuters. A gunman earlier opened fire on a Kurdish cultural center and nearby Kurdish cafe in central Paris Friday, killing three people and wounding three others. Prosecutors say they were looking into a possible racist motive for the attack. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed a defense spending bill despite opposing a key GOP-backed provision. AP Washington's correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
The nearly $858 billion bill repeals the COVID-19 vaccination mandate for U.S. troops. Officials here at the White House had said the president agreed with Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin that lifting the mandate was not in the military's best interest. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said last week the president would view the bill as a whole.
He still believes that repealing the mandate is a mistake. He also obviously believes that it's important to fund our military.
In a statement, the president notes he still has issues with several parts of the bill, but that it also supports key objectives. Sagar Magani at the White House.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at VOA News. This is VOA News. French serial killer Charles Sobhraj left immigration detention in Nepal Friday, headed for Kathmandu Airport for deportation to France, police said. Earlier in the day, Sobhraj was freed from jail after serving almost 20 years for two murders in the 1970s. Afghanistan's Taliban Minister of Education has defended his decision to ban women from universities. AP correspondent Kher Chamis has more.
Discussing the matter for the first time on Afghan TV, Education Minister Nida Mohammad Nadim said the recent ban was necessary so that men and women don't mix in university. Nadim said the mixing of genders was against Sharia law. He also said the ban was in response to a disregard of a dress code. After 18 months of hijab order, the hijab was not observed. They were wearing makeup and wearing dresses like they're going to a wedding ceremony. Nadim opposes female education, saying it's against Islamic and Afghan values. The most recent ban has triggered a global backlash, with countries such as Turkey and Saudi Arabia opposing the move. I'm Karen Chamas.
South Korea's military says North Korea has fired two ballistic missiles toward its eastern waters, its latest weapons demonstration that came days after U.S. and South Korean warplanes conducted joint drills that North Korea views as an invasion rehearsal. South Korea's military said it detected the missile launches from the North's capital region Friday afternoon. Thousands of flights have been canceled and homeless shelters are overflowing during one of the most treacherous holiday travel seasons the U.S. has seen in decades. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Temperatures have plummeted in some areas, and forecasters are warning of a bomb cyclone that could make conditions even worse. Courtney Dodds of the Union Gospel Mission in Portland, Oregon, is concerned about the homeless.
Particularly with the cold, one of the things that can be dangerous is people can be laying on the sidewalk or sleeping outside, and you don't always realize just how dire of a situation that you're in.
Kay Allen of Fort Collins, Colorado, got stuck at the airport in Denver when her flight to Florida was canceled.
I was prepared to entertain myself for a while for long layovers, but yeah, definitely not prepared to sleep here.
The frigid air has been moving east with wind chill advisories affecting some 135 million people over the coming days. I'm Donna Warder.
Polar bears in Canada's western Hudson Bay on the southern edge of the Arctic are continuing to die in high numbers. A new government survey of the land carnivore has found. Females and bear cubs are having an especially hard time, the study found. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Music and more.
Music and more.
Music and more.
VOA.
One. Yeah.